One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. We're coming at you tonight from Quigley's Irish Pub. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary, so big shout out to Nancy Quigley, and thanks to her for hosting us. We're brought to you by Madden Funds, Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, where other eight people go, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, and Guinness is good for you. If you don't know about the show, we're dedicated to Irish first responders, our firefighters, cops, paramedics, and nurses who lay down their lives every day in honor of ourselves and our families. But we're making a special departure tonight because we have two very special guests on the show. This is show number 237, by the way. We got Marjorie and Terry O'Dowd from the Naperville Irish Fest, West Suburban Irish.
Right? Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Falcha. So, it's coming up, right?
It sure is.
September 22nd to the 23rd in Naperville Central Park. I guess that's like a couple blocks from here.
Actually, right in our backyard here from Quigley's.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. So, Marjorie, we met at the Consulate General's conference for the diaspora like 3 weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And I introduced you to Bob Flood, and I sicked you on Bob Flood, and it paid off, right?
It paid off. See, I'm going to park myself outside the men's room.
He's also a sponsor of our show.
Yes, and he, I met him as he was coming out of the men's room, and I handed him our sponsorship package and talked a bit about our fest, and he generously the next day became a $1,000 donor.
He's a great
which,
guy.
Which we're really appreciative of.
They want that garbage contract.
They
I'm
want
sure.
that garbage yeah. contract. Yes, they do. But we're really appreciative.
And they got a lot of them. I don't know if you've seen the trucks. They're all over the place. They're terrific guys. And they've been supporting us for over 15 years. So God bless the floods. So who's in the lineup this year?
Terry, you want to tell them?
Is it Friday, Saturday? Is that what it is?
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So we've got about 8 bands and 3 different dance groups. Lineup will be...
The Joyce Boys, we've had them on our show.
And they're local, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah, they're local to Naperville.
The Boyles we've had.
Boyles, I love those guys. They're just great.
Yeah.
Chicago Irish Band.
Is that Conway? What's his name?
It's Matt Stedman.
Matt Stedman. He has a couple different bands, and one of his segments is an Irish band, and they're phenomenal.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we got the Chancers. Have you heard of those guys?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. They're from Ireland, right?
Yeah, Dublin, actually. Yeah. McNulty Dancers, Hogan Irish Dance Academy. Again, the Firefighters, Highland Guard Bagpipers.
All good, yeah.
Dirty Wellies.
Frank Gleason, I think his name is.
Whiskey Mick and Larkin and Moran Brothers.
They're the best, yes.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are. They're a terrific band. And you never know how many they're going to show up with, 5, 8, 12. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, because they've been at a lot of our events. Mm-hmm. So, and it's, you just get tickets, $10 a piece. That's not bad. Kids 12 and under are free.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's dynamite.
And they can just buy a ticket online.
So what got you into this? What made you think, let's have our own festival?
I didn't think that at all. That was Terry.
Yeah.
So, to have fun.
Absolutely.
First reason.
Yeah.
You know, you look at St. Paddy's Day and the parades. And just how much fun everyone is having that whole day. All the kids, you know, in the parade, they're just dressed in green. They're having a great time. They're trying to get candy. And then if you go out to the bars, obviously everyone's having a good time.
Or too much fun.
Never too much fun if you're Irish, right? So we thought, well, let's have some fun and let's have an Irish fest. And then second is the culture, just to drive home Irish culture.
Yeah.
I'm fourth generation Irish, on my dad's side, second generation on my mom's side. So with the West Suburban Irish is a group that promotes Irish culture western suburbs.
Where are your people from, do you know?
Mayo.
Oh, Mayo.
County Care and Kerry.
I'm going to Mayo in October. Yeah.
Fantastic.
We shot a film there a few years ago called In Search of Weeping Jim. It was about the alderman, James Ambrose Kearns, who introduced legislation in, I think, 1915 that Chicago should have its own flag. And he was born in Inishkuttle, County Mayo.
Oh.
So we went out there and we found some of his relatives, and it's beautiful, and a little island, and just terrific. So when we go to Ireland, we always go to Mayo. We go back to Mayo.
Yeah.
Take me home to Mayo. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. We were in Ireland about 4 or 5 years ago when we got up to Knock.
Our
Lady of Knock. That was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing. Got there in time for a mass for communion, so that was pretty cool.
We had a lady on our trip. This is a weird story, but, you know, we were staying at the Westport Hotel, and because I put the trip together, they gave me a free massage. Okay?
Ooh,
so,
like to hear that story.
And the drivers on the bus are always really funny guys. And I said, make sure we're back by 3 o'clock. I got to have a massage that I'm having. And the first thing he does is he goes, Hooli has to meet Ronaldo for his massage. He's just busting my chops. It was funny. Anyway, so finally we get back. And I go in, I get them, you know, it was a nice Asian lady. No happy ending. Nothing. It was good. I come out of the massage, and they give you a robe, and you go into this room where it's like, chill out, and they have the waterfall and everything. And there's a lady from our trip there. And it was like the second day, I didn't know her that well. And I said, what brought you on the trip? She said, you know, back in February, I was diagnosed with bone cancer and brain cancer.
Oh.
And I always wanted to go to Ireland before I die. And then they told me I got to go now. And I went, oh, my God. So I just kind of drank my juice and hit the bricks. But the next day, we're in Knock. There she is. Mm. And I had a camera. I said, you want to tell me that story again? And I said, do you feel any special things? She goes, I feel very at peace here. Now, they told her she had like 2 years to live. She's still alive.
Oh, there you go.
And we had her. I had her do a testimony. It was a miracle.
Well, that place is special. And honestly, when we went, I didn't really know the history of the visitation and whatnot of what occurred at Lady of Knock. It was highly recommended that we go there.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, it is.
I mean,
terrific.
It was just, And we loved it. We loved it. I'm glad we had the opportunity. We're going back. This fall, we're doing a trip to Italy, but then we're at the very end, we're tagging on 2 days in Dublin with our best friend Vicky to celebrate her birthday.
Oh, that's terrific.
So, going back.
But that'll be after the September 22nd.
Yes, the week after.
How many people show up, do you know? You've only had it for like 3 years, right?
This will be the third year, probably 3,000.
We're hoping for more. The first 2 years,
the weather helped.
It used to be in August. It was beastly hot. People were on vacation. And we picked a park that was on the south end of Naperville because a lot of times the people that live on the south end don't feel as involved. So we thought that would be great. They loved it. It just didn't seem like enough people came there. We tried it again the second year, just decided we needed a better locale. So then we scoped out Central Park, and just the visibility alone.
And is that right out the back door here?
Literally the back door.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's easier to market. You know, there's a lot of going to be walk-by traffic, whereas before you had to get in your car and know there was a fest to attend. This way, you know, you're going to see the fest.
Yeah.
So we're hoping our biggest problem is just
attendance,
numbers control.
Too many.
Yeah. Too many people. So we've got great vendors and food vendors.
You were telling me before, you know, you just said, let's have a festival. And you
I didn't say let's have a festival. This guy said let's have a festival.
Yeah.
Blame me. Yes.
Yes.
and you just said that to Marge, and the next thing it took off from there?
Before I go any further, Margie is my right-hand woman, who's done a great job. Her her skills for details is just unbelievable, and I thank you, because I couldn't have done this by myself.
Oh, man, you're really...
And she runs a committee of like 20 people, chairs, so we have a lot of support from the West Suburban Irish in order to make this successful.
How long has West Suburban Irish been around?
25 years, 30 years. Around, started with the parade. And we do a number of things. We have quiz night, first Tuesday of the month at Quigley's. We also do sessions. So there's a guy by the name of Jeff Lindblade. He's a musician. He's part of the Irish here in Chicago area.
Yeah.
And he runs the session, which is the third Wednesday at Quigley's. and he's been doing a great job. And we do we have a dinner to raise some funds, so we continue to do
the
parade.
Is it like a fancy dinner, or what is it?
Well, this year we did at Quigley's.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
We had it at Shamrocker, and then we have a fundraiser there where we have the auction items and things. And
what's
then
Shamrocker?
That was the name of it.
That was just named it. We thought it was a clever name. Okay. But then we give a portion of our proceeds to St. Baldrick's and different charities. In fact, for the fest, anyone who signs up to volunteer, at the time that they sign up, if they put down a recognized 501(c), each person that completes their shift gets $25 from us to go toward that charitable organization.
Terrific.
So
yeah, we've done over 35 charities.
I have a charity.
The
list. We'll put you on the list.
What's your ID number? Tax ID number?
Yeah, I'll tell it to you.
So we've donated through the parade to Shriners and St. Baldrick's. And like I said, with the fest, we had 35 or so charities.
Wow.
And then we also do a scholarship or an award to a high school student who, of Irish descent and is prominent, say, in the Irish community. And then we give them, $3,000 to $5,000 just to help them out with college.
God bless
you.
So
we try and do a lot.
Yeah, with the
parade, it used to be a queen and her court.
Yeah.
And then someone decided a few years ago, let's open it up more to male and female. And depending on what they do with their school career and volunteer career, then we would award
that. Scholarship.
Yes. The scholarship. So it's nice. Yeah.
And is it... It's coming up. It probably seems a long way off now, but it's probably just a couple. It's like the clock is ticking.
It's ticking, man. It's ticking.
We've got the flyers. You got all the talent lined up.
Yeah, we've got the talent. We've basically got everything. One of the biggest things was just the footprint of the fest because the park itself is part City of Naperville and part Park District of Naperville. Yeah. So it was a matter of coordinating, both teams as to where the footprint could go and the logistics. So hopefully if it's successful this year, it'll be easier next year. They won't have to reinvent the wheel.
Who's the mayor in Naperville? Is there a mayor?
Yeah, Worley.
Worley.
Oh, Worley.
My mind went completely blank on that.
Yeah, that's Jimmy Strong's family. Okay, yeah.
Shame on me.
Is that Wynn Worley or?
Scott.
Scott Worley. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're heavily involved in everything Naperville. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They sure are.
So, obviously, you deal with them as well. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Park District and the city has been great to work with.
Yeah.
Absolutely excellent. They provide some funding. You have to apply for a grant through their organization. It's called SECA, and they'll provide some funds to the nonprofit community in order to help run the fest.
That's great.
So it's excellent. I can't say more about the organization.
They've been great to work with. And, it was a lot of work this year for this site, but it's because they never held anything like this, an event on these grounds. So they were sort of reinventing the wheel also in terms of where we could go, perimeter, what was allowed, what wasn't, where fencing could go.
How's the police department working with all that?
Police department. And we'll have a big police presence at the fest. That's part of the SECA dollars.
They
provide police presence at the fest, and we do back checks. It's a very secure event. It's completely fenced in. We have emergency exits.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's very safe. We've got a fenced-in area for the kiddos. The playground is there with the bouncy house.
Yeah.
So it's a nice atmosphere. We're using the bandshell, which is phenomenal. It's like a professional arena for these performers. And it's a very safe place for families to come and sit back and let their kids run around. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's very family-friendly. Yeah. That's how we tout the fest. We do serve Guinness and things and Jameson, but it's a family-friendly fest.
That's good.
So one of the things, we're not trying to build a Woodstock. It's really more toward the families with the kids and to have some fun with them. So, come out and spend the day. And
you don't have to be with your kid the whole time.
No.
They can just run around and go crazy. Yeah. That's cool.
We've got specific kids' designated area. We've got face painting and games, and we're working on getting Southpaw, even though I'm a Cubs fan.
Southpaw. From the Sox game.
But, a kid's parade, so just lots of kid involvement. And that was one of the biggest compliments we got when we evaluated the fest after the first year is family said it was just nice to go somewhere where they could have a beverage, sit back, hear some really good music, but feel comfortable that the kids were running around and that they were safe.
Yeah.
And that made us feel really good because that was one of our main objectives.
Good, yeah. Well, you want that as a parent.
Of course.
Yeah. Because you don't want to go downtown, I can tell you that. It's crazy down there. So if somebody wants to go, where do they park?
So there's like 5 different parking garages in downtown Naperville.
Okay.
So it's an easy park, and they can park on street as well as they can take the train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come out, spend a day in Naperville, spend some time at the fest, or if you want, take a walk downtown. And there's a nice river walk and some parks you can experience, and then come back to the fest.
Yeah.
And here's some great Irish music.
Yeah, it's probably a 5-10 minute walk to the train station, if that?
A couple blocks, yeah.
Yeah, it's a couple blocks.
What's the website?
West Bourbon Irish.
WSIrish.org.
Right. Naperville okay. Irish Festival Org, too.
Okay. So, West Side, is it in the West Suburban Irish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been around for 20 years, and they never thought of doing it. Well, they do the parade.
They do the parade.
Parade was their big thing.
Yeah.
I kind of shook things up and said, let's do the fest.
Is there a big Irish American community in Naperville?
So there is about 12,000, roughly, in Naperville. If you look at the counties, Kane, DuPage, and Will, it's close to 1 million descent in this area.
Yeah.
And that was the other reason why I thought it'd be good, because Gaelic Park has theirs, Chicago Heritage has theirs, and if there's a fest out west, people might incline to come here.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they can see some Irish bands and dancers rather than maybe they wouldn't go to Gaelic Park or they wouldn't go to Chicago Heritage. So it gives, I think, an experience out to the west side that wasn't there before.
And it's manageable. It's not like Milwaukee.
Right.
And, you know,
it's
crazy.
Very, very manageable. And as Terry said before, since it's located downtown Naperville, of course we want them to stay. But if someone's done and they want to, you know, spend the day in Naperville, that's great because there's stores and restaurants and things too.
Yeah.
So it's an all-day, you know, it can be an all-day affair for someone. And that's why we didn't want to do carnival. We didn't want to do anything huge, just kind of homespun.
Yeah.
With the face painting and just stuff that the kids enjoy, bags, there's games of bags, and it's a really fun day.
How did you guys meet?
We met, I took him to my senior prom.
Oh, you told me that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, at Queen of Peace.
Yes, Queen of Peace. We had dated, and then we...
Well, we met at Ford City.
Well, we met at Ford City, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I told you I worked at the bowling alley, working the rental shoes.
We both worked there. I was at Candy's Casuals, and you were at a store.
O'Keefe's.
We got introduced, and then we went on a date, and it was really nice, and then we just dated someone else, and then we found out...
He was a seminarian.
He was a seminarian. Right. He was a year older, and then my junior prom, actually, we found out the group Styx had just made this song, Lady.
Oh, yeah.
And they were going to be at our junior prom. I was on the council, and so we booked them.
Oh, so you were working festivals earlier.
I was working festivals then. Well, and he found out that Styx was playing, so he's like, I bet if I go to Margie's house and... You know, she's going to invite me to prom so I can go hear Styx. And then the rest was history, because that's exactly what I did.
47 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
exactly what I did, yeah. And I love them more now than I did the day I met them.
They're very well rehearsed.
Yeah. Did I say that right? No.
Good job.
But yeah. So
and how many kids you got?
We have 3 kiddos, 6 grandkids.
Well, your son lives in L.A., you were telling me.
Yeah, our youngest son and his wife live in L.A. They just had our 6th grandchild.
But they are, his wife is Colombian.
Yes.
South America.
Yeah.
Which we went to for their wedding, which was a great experience.
Amazing.
But was it in Colombia?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we took Vicky and we went with some good friends. It was phenomenal.
Town called Medellin.
Yeah.
And they're actually down there for a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's a Colombian, beautiful girl, and we were doing genealogy.
Oh, yeah.
And we were really curious what her background was, and she had 1% Irish.
Oh, no kidding.
So Terry calls her my Irish lass. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. And are they coming in for Irish Fest, or kids?
Vita, their baby, is too young.
Oh,
they were here a few months ago, so they're not going to make it this year, they're going to play.
You guys will be busy anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of.
True.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very busy. Very busy.
Now, when you get all done and you look at, was it a success or not? How do you tell? Or is it the committees all report or what? What's the deal?
A little bit of everything. Yeah. We will definitely sit back and evaluate committees and whatnot. A lot of it, fortunately, unfortunately, is financial, bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you realize the first couple of years you're not going to make a huge profit. We're in the third year. You know, we really need to make a good profit this year to prove that Naperville wants an Irish Fest.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we need everybody to come out so we can continue to have them.
Does the city give you any funding?
Yes,
yeah,
that's the CECA dollars that Terry petitions for, which covers, you know, the police and whatnot.
Yeah.
So we really think with the proximity of where we are this year, we're just going to get a lot more people. So we're very confident. And we have a lot of sponsors this year. I don't know if you'll allow me to say any of the names. But
I know Bob Flood is a sponsor.
There you go. Yeah. He is. Is it okay if I read some of these?
Yeah, sure.
City of Naperville, Schmatz Deli.
Schmatz Deli.
Schmatz Deli. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I should say Schmatz Deli, right? Quigley's Irish Pub, Budget Blinds of Naperville, Go Brewing, Market Properties, Boxed Water, John Green Realtor, Kelly Law Firm, Woody Buick GMC, Kim and Katie team at Properties, Flood Brothers, your Radon Resource powered by the Radon Man, Naperville Bank and Trust, Guinness Beer, and Coto Marketing. Those are
Guinness is a sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they're a big one. We've got something new this year, which is cool. At Quigley's on Saturday, we're going to have two separate...
Where we are right now.
Yeah. We're going to have two separate whiskey tastings.
Oh.
So at 2 o'clock, it's going to be a flight of Tullamore Dew.
Oh, and then my son is the Tullamore Dew ambassador.
Well, you need to give me his phone number.
Maybe
we need to hit him up, man.
Yeah.
And then...
He works for Breakthrough Beverage, but it's William Grant and Sons. They own Tullamore Dew, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. See, I love Tullamore
Dew. Small world.
And then Guinness tasting.
Jameson.
Yes, tasting is at 6. Yeah. So there'll be 5 different offerings there, too, going up to some very expensive whiskey. So it's limited to 38 spots for the 2 different tastings. So
and what do? You pay to get in?
You'll pay to get in, and it'll be here in the private room as you came in to the right. And there'll be a representative from
whiskey.
Correct.
And then they do that whole, cleanse your palate and all
and
that.
And they'll explain all the minutia of these different whiskeys. And they're going to bring a lot of bling and things for people to take with them. So that's something new this year. And we're hoping that grows. We're kind of keeping it to 2 sittings this year. 38 people. We worked with Andy, the manager here.
People reserve spots.
Going to be able to probably open it up very soon now, probably next week. They can do it online.
Cool.
And if it's successful, we'll try to open more for next year. We just didn't know how it would be received, but I'm having a feeling it's going to be.
Where's the stage? Is there a big stage?
Yeah, there's actually like a band shell.
Oh, no kidding.
And they call it the Concert Center. It's just huge, and which saves us quite a few bucks from paying for a stage.
It's already there.
Yeah, it's already there.
It's a band shell, so like the municipal band. Of,
you got an MC?
I'm busy.
Are you free that day? You've got this great... Has anyone told you should be on radio?
I'm going to be in Wilmette with the film festival. Otherwise, I'd jump at it, believe me.
You'd be great.
Maybe next year.
You'd be great.
Yeah. Come on up.
Well, we're all looking forward to it. I want to encourage everybody. We have an awful lot of police officers, firefighters who listen to the show, and this is right up their alley.
We'd love to have them. We have a great opening ceremony. The fest opens on Friday at 3, so about 2:30 we're having an opening ceremony, and we have a gentleman who's going to sing the American National Anthem, the Irish National Anthem.
Who's the guy?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I'm
sorry. It's not Patty Allman, though.
No, not Patty.
We've had Patty.
Patty has done it the last
Patty's
2
terrific.
Years. He's a huge supporter of ours. He's going to be out of the country, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
We've got a representative of the Irish American Consulate that's going to be there and talk a bit. The mayor and a few representatives and some bagpipers. So it's kind of a touching opening. It's a nice way to open it.
So Patty's a West Bourbon Irish member.
Yes.
And he's been out. He's done.
Oh, Patty Holman?
Yeah.
We've had him. Play at the fest last couple of years.
We have an Irish mass.
Dynamite.
Also, where we celebrate St. Patrick, and Patty sings at the mass.
Do you? Where's that?
St. Raphael's the last 2 years, so it's a local Catholic church in town.
Yeah.
And we have a member who speaks Gaelic, so she'll do some of the readings in English and then in Gaelic. It's quite a nice mass.
Cool. All right. Well, I salute you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Anything else you want people to know? Are you still looking for sponsors?
Of course.
Always.
Oh, yeah?
Always. Mike, you want a sponsor?
No. If I win the lotto, maybe. Somebody just won that $1 billion.
Oh, they did?
I thought that was going to be me, but I didn't.
Out of Florida.
Well, you have several different, you can be a Leprechaun Landing children's sponsor, Blarney's Irish Beer Tent sponsor, all these different. That's a good angle.
Yeah.
Auto sponsor, what does that mean? Auto sponsor.
It's a person who represents a automobile company, like Woody's is doing it, and they bring a car out and they park it there. Uh-huh. One thing I wanted to mention, too, of the fest, we also have two demos of actual Irish hurling, and we have someone sitting here, too, Irish Gaelic football women's. And so they will...
And where are they going to do that?
At the fest, on one side, they will have like a booth and a table, and they'll actually do demos and let kids or adults come and actually try it. So Allison Bryant is our representative. She's strong. And yeah, that's so much fun. The kids love it.
For hurling, they bring out a batting cage.
Oh, with a hurley?
Yes. Yeah. And then everybody hits it into the batting cage.
That's cool.
And, yeah, and experiment and play with it. So it's a lot of fun.
And
yeah.
they have a hurley ball that they
oh,
use?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
yeah. And then we love to have the women because a lot of people don't realize there's a women's version of that, too. So that's really fun.
Yeah. Okay. So you got everything covered.
We've got everything.
Yeah.
Good food.
Who's the dancers?
We've got
Trinity?
McNulty Irish.
Oh, McNulty.
We've had Trinity the last 2 years.
McNulty.
They are out of the country, but we've got McNulty, Bentley, and Hogan.
Okay.
And it's really fun because they go up on the stage and do their performance, and then they come down and they kind of go to an off area, and they teach the kiddos how to do the Irish jig, and it is so cute. The parents just sit there, and all these kids will be up there, and these girls will be, and guys will be teaching them how to dance.
I bet this joint is jammed all weekend.
Oh,
for that, you know?
Yeah.
Is Quigley's the only Irish pub in town?
Yes. I think it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good
and
for
the
them.
And the best one too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they take good care of you guys.
Well, we think so. We hold our membership meeting.
I'll have another Guinness over here.
Yeah. We love having that West Suburban Irish credit card in our pocket, but no, just kidding, just kidding.
Now, who's this guy? That's an actor dressed up like a bishop. Is that what that is?
No, it's St.
Bishop.
Peter.
That's St. Patrick.
St. Patrick.
That's St. Patrick.
Oh, the guy is supposed to be St. Patrick.
That's St. Patrick. That's one of our members.
That's Tim Johnston.
Tim Johnston. That's an actual outfit. He literally got online. I mean, that's
good
authentic. I don't even know what they call it, the mitre. And the scepter that he's holding, that thing weighs about
30 pounds.
Crozier, I believe it's called.
What is it called?
Crozier.
Oh, well, it weighs about 35 pounds, and he carries that and
keeps
it.
Oh, so he's the St. Patrick every year.
Yes.
And he's at the parade. And he's
at the parade.
What's his name again?
Tim Johnston.
God bless him.
Oh, my God. He was at the fest when it was about 100 degrees, and he kept the entire garb on entire time.
Yeah.
So it's photo ops. Kids love getting their picture taken with him.
And adults.
Especially
the women.
And he gives us abstinence from having to go to church the next day, so that's always nice.
All right, it's September 22nd, 23rd, the Naperville Irish Fest. For more information, go to WSIrish.org. Will that get you there?
Yep. That'll get us there. And we just want to thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, no, it's
been
fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've got to hang out outside the men's rooms more often. That's how I met you.
That's where you got Bob Flood.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terry, Marjorie, thank you so much for coming. God bless you both.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friend. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Before, so I jumped ship near Singapore with a cook from Mexico. I got me a bowl of shark fin soup. I ducked into a bar, bought a couple of scoops, played some Texas stud with the circus troupe, and they cleaned me out of dough. Clean me out of dough. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. No harm, no foul, no crime. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. It'll get them every time. And oh, they all went back to bed, so I went to Borneo instead. Had a hair of the dog from me shrunken head with the Sultan of Brunei. Of a seizure on the way to my Polynesia. Got a bad case of amnesia. I forgot to say goodbye. Forgot to say goodbye. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. No harm, no foul, no crime. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. It'll get them. To work on my tan, I swim from Cayo Fragoso to Cariacu. I climb Machu Picchu in darkest Peru. Had a fight with the Pope and played pool with the Queen. The swim circles on a synchronized swimming team. I once had a job riding bulls in Montana. I taught Jimi Hendrix the Star Spangled Banner. Been to Morocco, Malawi, Macau. I know how to fly, but I won't tell you how. Been to Morocco, Malawi, Macau. I know how to fly, but I won't tell you how. From Angola to a castle on the Rhine. Ask anyone that knew me. The Emir of Bahrain sued me. I was in some blockbuster movie and I didn't make a dime. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. No harm, no foul, no crime.
Ten years ago, Roger Sheehy started his family business with his sons. Sheehys have handled a lot of Southside Irish families since then, mine included. When my late brother Willie died, my brother Danny and I went out to meet with Bob Sheehy to discuss the wake and funeral. Bob and Jimmy Sheehy are quite simply the best. But there's something else about the Sheehys. Willie was a bachelor. He died alone. The nurses at Northwestern gave me his belongings when I went to pick up his stuff after his death. They gave me his wallet, clothes, and some cash that was on him when he died. As Danny and I discussed what suit to bury Willie in, I handed the cash, $88, to Bob Sheehy, and I said, "Put this in his pocket before the wake." Danny looked at me funny, and I said, "Just some walking around money in case he needs it wherever he's going." But Bob Sheehy said, "Of course." He knew I was grieving, in my own way, for probably my favorite brother. I'll never forget that. Sure, the Sheehys were great to the whole thing, and as I did Willie's eulogy at Christ the King, I saw Bob standing in the back of the church, laughing along with the rest of our family as I told some Willie tales out of school. I will never forget that. And when I die, I know my old friends Bob and Jimmy Sheehy will be keeping an eye out for me and my family. They are the best in the business. The Sheehys have been helping Irish families on the South Side for a long, long time, just like their father and grandfather before them, Sheehy. Where all the right people go.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.ie.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Oh, the green and red mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall, majestic hills. Where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, to stay forevermore, forevermore. From its rolling coastal waters, I can see Kilpatrick's Peak. Where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climbed the reek. Where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clubay, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful there to pray.
soft and craggy boglands, its tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forever home. Stay
Hibernian Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Quigley's in Naperville. And thanks to Terry and Marjorie O'Dowd for joining us and telling us all about Irish Fest coming up. Also, our friends, thank you, Desi. Yeah. That's the beauty of this show is I can drink while I'm doing it. I want to remind everybody, our pals at the Emerald Society, which is the Irish American Police Organization, have a couple events coming up. September 9th. At the Chicago FOP Hall Lodge, number 7, 1412 West Washington. Plenty of parking next door at the Plumbers Union, Local 130. It's from, this is unusual, it's from 1 to 6, and it's the halfway to St. Patrick's Day. So it's a blast. Please join us there at the FOP Lounge, September 6, 2023. And then, coming up, is their 47th Annual Dinner and Awards Ceremony, with their 2023 Irish Person of the Year, which is Mr. Paul Wendy, who is a big union official, and it's at Gaelic Park, October 7th in the Tara Room, and yours truly will be the MC for that annual dinner and award ceremony. The Board of Directors of the Emerald Society wish to invite you. I can't see you. See, I just had the surgery. Annual Dinner and Awards Committee. I also want to point out, I was the man of the year 2020 and 2021. All right, then, coming up. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Coming up at Gaelic Park, August 25th, 26th, and 27th is Irish Fest 2023. Friday, they got a whole bunch of bands. They have Liam Durkin, our old friend Liam Durkin, is going to be playing. Cross Keys, Jerry Hawhey, the Larkin and Moran Brothers. Then Saturday, they have Dancing Queen and ABBA Salute. That'll be wild. The Wild Colonial Boys, which are the favorites of our old pal Jeff Lang. The Dirty Wellies. The Dirty Wellies, I think, are playing at Irish Fest, too. And then Sunday, they have Jig Jam, the Fitzgeralds, Emerald Pipe Band. I want to remind everybody, the Chicago Emerald Society Pipe Band is going to be playing that Sunday. And they're also going to be playing at the Emerald Society dinner, and they are terrific. Now, don't forget, we're going to Ireland. We're taking Emer Arkins with us. She's the darling girl from Clare. We're going October 22nd to the 31st. You will never forget it. And if you want to go, there's more information in the Irish American News this month, or get on Facebook or go to our website at HibernianRadio.org. It's October 23rd. You got to be there on the 22nd to the 30th. Because it takes overnight to get there. But it's going to be a blast. We start at the Fitzpatrick Castle Hotel, as we always do. Then we're going to Mayo for 3 nights. Then we're going for 3 nights to Galway, where Machness is being celebrated, where they invented Halloween. It's a big weekend celebration. And then we go back to the Fitz Castle for our final night. Emer Arkins is an amazing singer, dancer, lilter. Irish-speaking young lady. She's dynamite. She's won 11 Flacjol Nahiran Awards. She's the best. This will be her third time with us. So if you want to get in on that, call 800-664-7474. Talk to our friend Derry Cronin, and he will hook you up with the trip. Now, Billy, you know, whenever I'm walking down the street at Western Avenue, Ken's, Wrong's, Hearts, any of those great Irish saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" Alice Susan McCarthy, Nee McDonald, 91 years old, beloved wife of Judson McCarthy, loving mother of Anna, Susan, and Judson, lifelong Chicago area resident. Susan was a dedicated nurse, obtaining her nursing diploma from Northwestern University. She began in maternity at Passavant Memorial Hospital in 1953. Over time, she served in other specialty areas, including epidemiology, lovingly referred to as the Bug Lady, concluding her career, spending many years in the best job she ever had, a hospital nurse. In 1956, she married Judd, and they soon started their family. They moved to their longtime home in St. Thomas More Parish. While continuing to work, she began volunteering at Chicago Radio Information, where she worked with the blind, reading people, and she's just a marvelous lady. God rest her lovely soul, Alice Susan McCarthy. Franklin O'Leary, 92, of Chicago. Beloved son of Maurice and Tilly O'Leary, loving husband of Barbara, and the voice of Joliet radio station WJOL, 40 years, a member of the Joliet Sports Hall of Fame. God rest his lovely soul, Frank O'Leary. And Angela Regina Murphy, longtime resident of Beverly and a former resident of Mount Prospect. She graduated from St. Raymond's School, Sacred Heart of Mary High School, and UIC, and Duke Law School. She worked as an arbitrator for many years. Angela was predeceased by her parents and her first husband, William Earl Martin. She was survived by her daughter, Helen. God rest her lovely soul, Angela Regina Murphy. And John P. Cronin, 57, beloved husband of Karen, and the devoted father of Megan, Jack, and Lauren. God rest his soul, John P. Cronin. This is M. Ellen Zhang Dillon. Now, why would she be on there? Because her maiden name was Murphy. Age 83, passed away August 3rd. Loving wife of the late Daniel Dillon Sr., beloved mother of Stephen, Keith, Lisa, Mary Ellen, Jessica, and the late Mark. God rest her lovely soul, Ellen Zhang Dillon Nee Murphy. John J. Sheehan, 91, Lieutenant, Chicago Fire Department, retired. Dearly beloved husband of the late Rose Rita Lambert Sheehan, RN. Devoted father of John J. Sheehan, Margaret Mary Sheehan, Daniel T. Sheehan, Robert A. Sheehan, James D. Sheehan, Maria Sheehan, and the late Kenneth Sheehan. He's a grandson of brave Irish immigrants John J. and Mary O'Brien Sheehan, who hailed from County Limerick, Ireland. God rest his lovely soul, John J. Sheehan, 91. And finally, Terry Neal Moore, Terrence Terry Neal Moore, 69, where he grew up in a large Irish Catholic family in Chicago. He graduated from Steinmetz High School in 1972. In mid-1990s, Terry joined the Cook County Sheriff's Office as a deputy sheriff in the Court Services Department, and he retired as a sergeant in 2019. After a number of years of fun and friendship, they fell in love, he and his wife. And they married on November 24th. Together, they raised their son Brian and daughter Jenna in Chicago in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, where Terry volunteered for the Boy Scouts. As the only White Sox fan and a family of Cubs fans, he put up with a lot of good-natured ribbing. God rest his lovely soul, Terry Neal Moore, 69. Okay, Billy, we can close up the crypt. We'll take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-4255. 0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Cops and firefighters risk their lives almost every day, so they shouldn't have to risk their hard-earned dough in any get-rich schemes or the blather of old pals in the real estate biz. And good luck trying to figure out the stock market or cryptocurrency or even economics 101 when you come home exhausted at the end of your shift. What you need is somebody you can trust, and they're in short supply these days. Hey, take it from me. I've lost fortunes in showbiz because I thought I was smarter than everybody else, and I wound up bankrupt and broke.
Deep, in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bones and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70 when years?
The mixed what? His teeth.
Oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Bidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome,
crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hoolytown. Okay, Hoolytown is where we tell a joke every week. That's an interesting story. It was about Jane and Arlene. They're outside their nursing home having a drink and a smoke, and it starts to rain. Jane pulls out a condom, cuts off the end, puts it over her cigarette, and continues smoking. Arlene says, "What the hell is that?" Jane says, "A condom. This way my cigarette doesn't get wet." "Well, where'd you get it?" "You can get them at the pharmacy." The next day, Arlene hobbles herself into the local pharmacy, announces to the pharmacist that she wants a box of condoms. The pharmacist, obviously embarrassed, looks at her kind of strangely. She is, after all, 80 years old. But very delicately asks, what size, texture, brand of condom she prefers. "It doesn't matter, Sonny, as long as it fits on a camel." Okay. Thanks, everybody. I had a great time here in Naperville. And thanks to Quigley's, and good luck with the Irish Fest. And we will see you later. Bye.
I look down the road and I wonder.